Inventory targets. For most organizations, holding current assets in the form of inventory is a necessary cost of doing business. Inventory assets are purchased and/or transformed by reducing cash, a more liquid asset, or increasing liabilities, both of which are to be minimized. Also, inventory holding cost is an estimate of the ongoing cost of holding this inventory. Because of the need to minimize less liquid assets or minimize liabilities, and because reducing inventory holding costs directly increases profit, a primary objective of inventory management at the aggregate level is to minimize total inventories. This can conflict with other organizational objectives related to inventory. Here we'll look at two key objectives of aggregate inventory management. Minimize inventory investment. Maximize manufacturing efficiency. Note how the first objective is a reason not to hold inventory, while the second is a reason to hold inventory. In addition, an organization may choose to hold inventory to meet targeted levels of customer service. Each organization's strategy will shape how much priority is placed on each of these conflicting objectives and how the organization balances the objectives. Minimizing inventory investment. The total investment in inventory can be viewed from several different perspectives, and which perspective the organization takes can result in very different decisions related to how to work toward the goal of minimizing inventory investment. Within the organization, in addition to finance, purchasing may have an incentive to push for minimum inventory levels depending on performance measures. Measures may include minimizing inventory costs overall or minimizing the cost per unit. Minimizing the cost per unit will provide incentive to order in bulk to reduce various costs, but this will tend to increase overall inventory and thus inventory carrying costs. From the perspective of the entire organization, the incentive may be to minimize inventories at the expense of others in the supply chain. An assemble-to-order organization, for example, might order components only in response to customer orders while requiring suppliers to maintain inventories ready for fast delivery. This practice helps the organization's finances look good to investors, but it may mean that more inventory is held overall in the supply chain. Inventory is held in smaller lots but in more places upstream, so total inventory, and thus inventory cost, is higher. Other organizations, including those that use lean practices, take the perspective of total supply chain inventory investment. When viewing inventory across the supply chain, stores of inventories at any point add to total costs, thus increasing the final price of the product. Organizations that take a supply chain view of inventory work to reduce all inventories so the price of the final product can be lower and overall sales higher. If a supplier maintains low inventories, it can charge less for its goods, and these savings are passed on. Of course, a plant stoppage or a missed sale due to a stockout will increase costs or reduce revenues, so minimization of inventory investment often has a lower limit. Maximizing manufacturing efficiency. Manufacturing efficiency is about managing the flow of materials into, through, and out of the production process. Materials management and purchasing will have performance incentives to ensure that production flows smoothly with no stoppages or over or under capacity. The latter is an opportunity cost because idle staff and equipment cost money but are not producing anything. Organizations can use inventories to maximize manufacturing efficiency in several ways. Inventory can decouple supply from demand at the supply chain level by, for example, allowing raw materials to be pulled from inventory rather than relying on order lead times, or by maintaining inventories of finished goods rather than producing based on actual orders. Inventories are also used to enable level production. Building the same amount in each period results in high inventories in periods of low demand, but increases manufacturing efficiency by lowering or eliminating overtime or subcontracting, reducing the need for expensive excess capacity and reducing staffing costs such as hiring, layoffs, and training. Another way to increase manufacturing efficiency is to have long production runs with few changeovers, which results in higher levels of inventory since more units of a particular type will need to be made than are in demand right away. However, a trade-off is that long runs can harm customer service because some units will need to wait to be produced, and so lead times will be longer for some customers. Also, units of other items in demand that are not being produced at that time will need to be in inventory to satisfy demand. However, long production runs lower setup costs overall, and thus the per unit cost related to setups, because the one-time setup cost is spread over more units. Also, more units overall can be run because more time is spent producing units and less is spent on changeovers. On an annual basis, the number of units produced can be significantly higher. Minimizing the number of setups is often done for bottleneck work centers to maximize their output. Finally, if purchasing buys raw materials and components in large lots, it decreases ordering costs, fewer orders need to be processed, cost per unit if there are bulk discounts, and transportation costs if full truckloads can be ordered. The trade-off is larger inventories and thus higher carrying costs. Balancing inventory objectives. Balancing inventory objectives starts with the organization's strategy. Some strategies will prioritize customer service, and others will prioritize minimizing cost or maximizing efficiency. A chase production strategy, for example, will minimize inventories while increasing costs related to high variability in production. This is a good strategy if the benefits exceed the costs relative to other choices. In other words, the only good reason to carry inventory is when not carrying it would be more costly overall. A benefit-cost analysis for a given set of strategic priorities would evaluate the benefits of targeted levels of customer service and production efficiency against the costs related to changing production levels and placing orders, transportation costs, and inventory carrying costs. If there is an alternative that fits with the strategy but has lower inventory levels, these costs and benefits can also be compared. The option with the best value can then be selected. Note that some benefits will be hard to estimate, such as a change in customer loyalty.